another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
For those of you streaming on the YouTube, I'm in New York today. Had a hit scheduled for America's Newsroom this morning at 10:30. And then the president started speaking at 9:45. And I knew it within a few minutes of him talking, there was no chance that that hit was going to happen. And sure enough, an hour later, got the note from the booker saying, yeah, sorry, folks. Moose out front, should told you, park's closed. But then I did Dana Perino's podcast, Perino on Politics, which should be released shortly. So that was fun. Then I just hung around New York because they can't get rid of me here. And then now I'm doing the show. So there you go. And I'll go home after the show. That's how it works. And I may be back tomorrow now, I'm told. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, great to be with you. It's been a busy day. The president came out and spoke for 90 minutes on everything from international affairs to drug prices to we're talking about this jet from Qatar, whatever. And Disney opened up a brand new theme park in Abu Dhabi Disney. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, Disney, famous for boycotting Florida, trying to at least, after the quote-unquote Don't Say Gay bill, which never said don't say gay. And Disney put up a big fight, but it was a fake fight. It was a phony fight. It was a fugazi fight. And now Disney wants to embrace the Abu Dhabi Arab Emirates culture, which, of course, will include the Pirates of the Stoning rides. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see what that's like as the show progresses today. And you're probably wondering, what about this China deal? We're gonna get some good relief. The tariffs, 90-day pause. Now, first of all, I'm happy about this. You know I love trade deals, and I've been saying for a while now we need to have more of them. Trade deals are good for a lot of reasons. The biggest one, of course, is that the market today loving the trade deals. Small businesses who are still relying on China for their manufacturing, because you can't just flip a switch and move everything back to the United States of America. I mean, that's a goal, and it's a good goal. It's a goal we should embrace, or even other countries that are not China, you know, India, for example. But it doesn't happen overnight. So when everything came out on Liberation Day, as I said to you back then, this is a negotiation to get these countries at the table to open up markets and to lower trade barriers and barriers to entry and et cetera, et cetera. And then I said, let's get some deals going. So last week we had the UK. Today it's China, and the president's heading to the Middle East. Today he's en route to the Middle East. Of course, if he had left an hour earlier, my TV hit would have happened, but it's all right. So he's on the way to the Middle East, and then he's going to be there, and there's a lot going on there, too. You have this issue with India and Pakistan. And the president came out and said, we just averted nuclear war. Millions of people could have died. So that's a good thing, that we don't have nuclear war and millions of people dying, obviously. Very, very good thing. But then, of course, the question is, back home, what are Democrats doing? So let's start with what is a national but kind of local issue as well. And this is my favorite when these issues intersect, which often happens on this esteemed radio broadcasting platform because we are in the epicenter of everything from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. New Jersey has a governor's race next year. So this guy, Ross Baraka, who is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, 5 minutes ago, nobody knew who the hell the guy was. Nobody. And he had no chance of winning the Democrat primary. Now he's likely to win. He's probably the front runner because he got arrested on Friday. He got arrested on Friday. So I did my hit on America Reports Friday afternoon. And then I took Friday off, as you know, because Claire made her communion on Saturday, which is a beautiful day. The sun was shining on my lovely Rosa Claire. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous day. So we had to get all kinds of stuff ready on Saturday. You know, we had to do what we had to do to get ready for the party and everything like that. But as I'm on my way home, I heard the news, how the mayor of Newark was arrested. And I thought, okay, this guy went from being something that nobody had heard of to now being the likely front runner. And sure enough, he was everywhere over the weekend. He was on all the cable news shows, the morning shows, the Sunday shows. He's everywhere. And let me tell you, he wanted to get arrested. He wanted this. In fact, I think he staged it. Because there's one particular clip where he's talking to somebody and he says he was there earlier and then he came back and somebody tipped him off that he was there. Well, I think the person who tipped him off was him or somebody in his campaign because he wanted to get arrested. So now everybody's talking about the mayor of Newark, but now all the other Democrats who are running in New Jersey, well, they want to cut through this. So what are they doing? They're doing press conferences outside that detention facility in Newark. Grandstanding press conferences, hoping maybe they could be next. Maybe Elena Haber will come down and arrest them too. This is a totally staged political thing. You know, you realize that, right? I mean, it's not like they're actually going to go to prison, and they're not really worried about being in jail for the weekend. Oh, but they love the cuffs get slapped on them. They get all in front of the cameras. Look at Trump. He's a despot, constitutional crisis, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all. This is an interesting one because on the other side of the river in Pennsylvania, you've got Senator John Fetterman, who is now coming under attack by everybody in the Democrat Party, of the elites of the Democrat Party. They're all story after story. John Fetterman can't do the job. John Fetterman's brain hurts. John Fetterman's not doing his treatments. He's not listening to his doctors, and John Fetterman has to go. And Fetterman, for his part, has been saying, I'm doing everything they tell me. This is a hit piece from disgruntled staffers. What it is an attempt by Democrats to attack John Fetterman because they don't like his stance on Israel and the fact that he's been for a secure border. But he's in Pennsylvania, a state that I don't even know if you can really say it's a swing state anymore. I mean, Pennsylvania, by all accounts, could just say it's a red state. New Jersey could be a state that goes red this November. It could. If the Republicans, which they're outpacing registrations for Democrats, if they're able to convince voters in the Garden State the Democrats have failed them, His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, Governor Murphy has failed them, and if they can convince voters that having a friend in the White House in Donald Trump would be great for them, you get the right Republican in there, you get the wrong Democrat in there, and then you could win this thing. You could. So this guy, Ross Baraka, who, unlike John Fetterman, who's been saying we need to have a strong border and stop the flow of illegal immigration, he's embracing the resistance. So he's doing the classic, let me go and win the primary, which could, as this person from the Rebovich Institute for Politics in New Jersey says, could cost him the general election. And by all accounts, it will, because most people don't want somebody who's going to stand outside a detention facility with MS-13 gangbangers. And that's who we're talking about. Criminals. Criminals are in this ICE detention facility. Not innocent women and children. You know, they had this this panel of Democrats, including a congresswoman from New Jersey, was on there, and she's going on about how, well, we heard there were kids there. You heard there were kids there? You heard there were kids there. Right. So all of these people that are there are actually criminals. And now it looks like, again, the Democrats are advocating for their release. Normal people don't want criminals released. They don't want them back on their streets. And if they're criminals who are from another country, then they don't even want to foot the bill for them. They want them to go back from whence they came to that other country, so that country can pay for them. That's what reasonable people want. Of course, reasonable people are not registered Democrats voting in the Democrat primary. They've left that party behind. So guys like the mayor of Newark who get locked up, what he's doing is he's appealing to that base. As the rest of America turns around and goes, what are you people, freaking nuts? And what are you doing? Fetterman sees the writing on the wall, and he knows that he's not going to be successful in Pennsylvania. He's not going to be there if he goes down the road of crazy. So he's embracing policies that will help him get reelected as a United States senator. And that's why the party's turning on him. Not within Pennsylvania. Bipartisan people are coming to his aid. Senator Dan McCormick, for example, saying the attacks on John Fetterman are completely unfair. They're unfounded. Other Democrats are doing that, too. But the National Party is turning their back on him. Because people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's out there saying, you know, hey, come at me, bro. Come get me, bro. Come get me. Arrest me. They want to get arrested. They do. They want the attention. They want the grandstanding. They love it. They love the grandstanding. So they're just tempting them. Please, put me in cuffs. AOC likes to be in cuffs, but that's totally different reasons than what I'm talking about for this particular segment. This particular segment is focusing on the political handcuffs. Just to be clear, in case you're wondering, this is about political handcuffs, which she would like to be wrapped around her for the purposes of giving her lots and lots of attention. So let's begin with some audio, shall we? This is Representative LaMonica Melver, a Democrat of CNN. Let's cue cut 21 here, who says why they showed up, these Democrat members of Congress, why they showed up at this ICE facility, which they say is new. It's not new. It's been there for a long time. They just never cared about it before. They're just only saying something now because now Trump's in the White House and they see a pathway for them to try to make some national attention. And she didn't get arrested. She was hoping she did. Instead, they offered her a soda. These friggin' monsters. They offered her a soda. Cut 21.
Is the reason why we were there in the first place, to have a tour of this facility that had just opened up on May 1st. It had over 100 detainees. We were getting reports prior to our tour that children were there. We did not know the status of the facility or the status of the detainees. And so that is why we showed up there, to do our job as members, and New Jerseyans count on us to do our job. Immigration has been something that's in the back doors, in the backyards of New Jersey, and it's our jobs to make sure everything is running properly at this facility.
It's our job to make sure it's running properly in this facility. All right, so what happened? You know what happened? She got a tour. That's what happened. She got a tour of the facility and they offered her a soda. And she was very bummed about that because she was hoping that she'd wind up in handcuffs too. In fact, some of the Democrats claim that the ICE agents roughed them up. That's not true though. Body cam footage shows otherwise. They weren't roughed up. But let's think about this for a second now. You go there to Newark, to this detention facility where they keep these criminals. You hope for a confrontation. Instead, you're offered a soda. You get a nice tour of the facility, and they go, so what do you think? And they go, well, yeah, everything's fine. Yeah, everything's just fine. So then what do you do? Well, what you do is you turn around, you go on television, and you say, oh, these people are terrible. So here's Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman of New Jersey, who claimed on Saturday that immigration and customs officials would use manufactured body cam footage to make it appear as though she and her fellow protesters had been the instigators. All right, so this is also from CNN. This is New Jersey Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman, cut 23.
Grocery store. ICE is out of control, and it's been given permission to be out of control.
And as we continue to replay, I see now you, you know, on one side of the fence as the mayor was leaving in proximity, you're talking to him. And then at some point, you know, he is turned around and he is arrested. The DHS spokesperson I mentioned, who was on the air earlier, is saying that the videotape, the body cam video that would be released later, would show the violent nature of the mayor and others body slamming. We don't see that on this videotape, but we do see some movement of bodies and the tussling of the moving of the body cam vantage point. But it doesn't appear to show the mayor being violent or members of Congress being violent with anyone. Did you see anything that would match that description?
No. And as you can see, I was literally in the middle of it. No, if there's any such body, any kind of footage, It is footage that is manufactured for this purpose. Because I said it before and I'll say it again, they are lying. There was no reason to arrest Mayor Baraka. There was no reason to create that chaos. There was no reason to cause any kind of confrontation. He did exactly as they asked. They were.
Then let's go to the let's roll the tape, as they say. Let's roll it, shall we? Because Department of Homeland Security provided Fox News with the body cam video, which showed the altercation at Delaney Hall, the detention facility. And here you're going to see Representative LaMonica Melver shoving and elbowing her way past a Department of Homeland Security agent, past the gate and into the property. The next part of the video, you're going to see several New Jersey Democrats, including Bonnie Watson Coleman, LaMonica McIver, and Rob Menendez, who is the son of the convicted felon known as Senator Bob Menendez, who pushed past security and demanded access and oversight of the facility. According to reports, the protesters waited outside the gate until it was open for a vehicle transporting detainees, at which point they rushed through the gate. The Democrat mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, participated in the breach and was arrested because he wanted to be arrested, because he wanted the publicity, because he's running for governor of New Jersey. So let's play Cut 19. This is part one of the body cam footage. Take a listen. Don't you dare talk to a congresswoman like that. Don't you dare talk to a congresswoman like that. So they went there to agitate the ICE agents. That was their job. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to do this. They because you're going to hear a little bit later where they admit that once they got into the facility, when they did it the right way by actually, like, you know, talking to them and going into the facility and seeing the facility, they were offered a tour and they got a soda and nothing happened. But what they did earlier was they went there to agitate for the purposes of trying to be out there and saying that these ICE agents are a bunch, yeah, it's a Gestapo. But this is purely for political theater. That's what it is, political theater. That's also the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Because if you're running for governor of New Jersey in a Democrat primary, you got to find a way to break through. If you're a member of Congress and nobody's ever heard of you before, because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is sucking all the oxygen out of the room and sucking all of the recycled air on those private jets. How do you break through? How do you break through the noise? You go to an ICE facility. You tango with the ICE agents and you hope to get arrested. You hope to cause a little commotion so you can be on CNN and MSNBC whining about how terrible they are. But the body cam footage clearly shows that the ICE agents didn't rough anybody up. This is part two of that, cut 20. Now, what you're seeing here is ICE agents escorting, trying to escort them away, telling them to leave, and then they start pushing the ICE agents, including a black woman who's one of the ICE agents who's standing there. And they were looking for a confrontation. That's what they wanted. So they were hoping that they would get that because they wanted the press. And, hey, you know what? They got it. They got the press. So Tom Homan, of course, who's the border czar, he's the guy who's in charge of all this. He responded to the Newark mayor, who was arrested for storming the ICE facility. This is cut 22. This is Tom Homan. Take a listen.
incredible to see that that went down. And before we get to it, I'd like you to also hear what the Newark mayor had to say also in his defense.
We ask them to obey our laws, to obey the policies and rules here in the city and the state of New Jersey, not to run roughshod over the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the 4th, the 5th, the 14th Amendment, that everybody on this soil deserves due process.
Tom, he's saying they're the good guys here.
Well, look, he's not very smart. I mean, bottom line is, that's what the facility's all about. This facility's about due process. This facility is where we put illegal aliens. People in the country illegally, first of all, if they're in the country illegally, they're being detained. And they're screaming and yelling about due process and 14 and all this in the Constitution. And this is where due process happens. We have to detain them to go through the due process of, you know, sometimes seeing a judge, sometimes they already have final orders. It's arranging removal to their countries, to getting travel docs to their countries, and making sure all the administrative processes are followed. So this is exactly what the facility means. And I'll tell you this. I can guarantee you this facility has higher detention standards than any New Jersey facility. This facility has highest detention standards in the industry. You compare that to any jail in New Jersey, and you'd be shocked how high these detention standards are.
Well, if they're going to go see a judge, that's called due process. That's where due process happens. This is just grandstanding. That's all it is. So now, here's the panel they had on CNN. Pay attention to how the congresspeople talk about how they were given a tour of the facility and offered a soda from these monsters. Take a listen.
This was an attempt. You were doing an event there, but you were also trying to go forward with part of your job in Congress, which is oversight. Were you able to get any of that oversight actually done? Congresswoman MacGyver, I'll send that to you.
Yes, we actually were. I mean, that's why I find it to be appalling that they said we were trespassing, because how are we trespassing? And then you offer us a tour at the end, which is the reason why we were there in the first place, to have a tour of this facility that had just opened up on May 1st. It had over 100 detainees. We were getting reports prior to our tour that children were there. We did not know the status of the facility or the status of the detainees. And so that is why we showed up there, to do our job as members, and New Jerseyans count on us to do our job. Immigration has been something that's in the back doors, in the back yards of New Jersey, and it's our jobs to make sure everything is running properly at this facility. So we were able to get a tour towards the end of all of that commotion, all of that chaos. They took us on a tour, offered us a soda in the midst of doing this, never apologized or said anything about the confrontation and the chaos that they caused outside. But we were able to get in, speak to detainees, check out the facilities, and, you know, make sure everything was okay there.
They offer them a soda. Friggin' monsters. A soda? You know how bad those things are for you? Have you not been paying attention to what Robert F. Kennedy has been saying? A soda? Try to kill these people? Is that what it is? You people want these members of Congress to die? Giving them a soda? With probably high fructose corn syrup in it. Possibly aspartame. And all kinds of other things. God only knows. Have you ever seen what those things do to pennies? You put stuff in, it breaks them right down. Monsters. Monsters. Each and every one of you. A soda. What was next? Huh? A Twinkie? Yeah. I'm on to you, Ice. I'm on to you, Homan. I know your death squad, what you're trying to do. Next thing you know, you're giving them candy. Don't think I don't see it. You tried to kill members of Congress right then and there. So, you know, I'm not going to let this go on my watch. All right? Very good. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Coming up, you'll hear what the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, said. He's thinking about suing No. The other candidates should be suing him that he got all the attention for fake, you know, getting arrested. They should be suing him because now he's completely changed the trajectory of the Democrat primary for New Jersey governor. And they're all incredibly jealous because of all the earned media that he's gotten here. All that straight ahead. We got a big show for you today. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4. Seasons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/radio. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Get high quality furniture, your style, your way at Bucks County Estate Traders. Explore their massive Hatfield showroom featuring 16,000 meticulously inspected pieces. And for a truly custom look, ask about their expert upholstery service. Their talented team can breathe new life into your chosen piece, and their industry-leading staff provides a world-class guided experience. Find your perfect furniture perfectly customized, plus every item has a QR code to make shopping seamless. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield today.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Trenton's latest dumb idea, equity pricing. So now your monthly electric bill is based on how much money you make, not on how much electricity you use? Who does that? I'm Jack Cettarelli. When I'm governor, the days of Trenton Democrats raising taxes, wasting our money, and ruining our state are over. I'll root out waste and corruption to cut spending. We'll cap property taxes for families and freeze them for seniors. And I'll end Murphy's radical energy agenda that's driving up our electric bills.
Paid for by Cettarelli for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 225, Annandale, New Jersey.
Hi, this is Larry Steinus, and I want to tell you about a full-day event we're having on Saturday, June 14th. Not only will you learn stock options and real estate, but you'll also learn asset protection, you'll learn how life insurance really works, and so much more. To sign up for this event, go to 4mmw.com. That's the number 4mmw.com. And I'll tell you what, if you put in the coupon code WPHT, you're going to get a free ticket. That's it, 4mmw.com, coupon code WPHT.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We got a lot going on today. It's a busy day. A lot of stuff going on locally that has major national implications, obviously, starting with, including, by the way, this whole thing with the governor of, the mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, getting arrested by ICE officials and then charged by the United States Attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba. So that's helping him in a big way with the Democrat primary. In fact, David Wildstein over at NJ Globe wrote a story saying that he's gotten, as a result of this, millions of dollars in earned media. So earned media is the media you don't pay for. You know, when you're running an election, media is expensive, especially in this part of the country. If you want to be governor of New Jersey, for example, you got to spend money in the New York City media market and the Philadelphia media market, and then everywhere in between. So it's a very expensive race for that reason. You got three of the highest, most expensive markets, and you got to advertise in two of them if you want to win. And you got to spend a boatload of cash to do it. And then even then, sometimes you don't break through, because how many times you watch a political commercial and you just kind of turn it off? You don't pay attention to it, whatever it is, you know? Sometimes it's become like background noise. You got arrested by ICE. Now suddenly you're on MSNBC, you're whining to Jen Psaki, you're on CNN, you're whining to this person, that person, and everybody's talking about you. Meanwhile, MAGA, for lack of a better word, is beating you up as being a guy who's essentially trying to start an insurrection outside of an ICE facility in your own city of Newark. And you did this. I mean, you set this this table up so that you could wind up becoming the guy who is the victim of the burly, mean ICE people. So let's take a listen, shall we, to this is Ross Baraka, who was on with Jen Psaki on MSNBC. Take a listen.
Thought about taking any legal action in light of what took place today and what happened to you?
Well, I mean, we're going through this process now, and obviously I will confer with my lawyers to figure out what's the best pathway forward on this. I think they completely violated my rights. I'm the mayor of the city. I have the right to go anywhere in this city, particularly in places where I think our laws are being violated. I went on up on a in a driveway with our federal, with our healthcare inspectors and our fire inspectors early on, and we've been doing that for the last couple of days. They've been ignoring us, and actually the Congress people who have oversight on this went onto the property and tried to get inside, and they made them wait over an hour, and they never got in, never.
They mentioned that, and one of the things that the congresswoman I spoke with alluded to is that she thinks they were tipped off, that perhaps they were tipped off to you coming. I don't know. Of course, this all needs to be looked into, but the nature of your arrest with masked members of ICE just felt, and we've all seen the video, I mean, incredibly suspect, just watching it.
It was terrible. They obviously targeted me. It was more than more. I wasn't the only one out there. They came directly to me, right? And tried to arrest me. No one else, me. And so I honestly believe, I was targeted there. And, it's interesting to see all these people making these comments on social media, from the government about why I was there. I didn't come down there to protest. I came down there for a press conference with the Congress people. I knew I was going to get in the building with them. I was waiting for them to return from outside of the building to participate in the press conference with them. I was already there earlier that morning. I didn't need to. If I wanted to protest, I could have protested that morning.
Wait. You said you were there already? And you... See, in other words, he was there that morning. He was there for several days. And yet, and he also said that the other people weren't given a tour. You heard them in the previous clip say that they were given a tour and a soda. Don't forget the fact they were given a soda. So what's the story here? You saw the body cam footage, which clearly shows that the ICE agents were not beating them up and harassing them, but that they broke through the area. They refused to leave. They refused to cooperate. I mean, I'm sorry, but are members of Congress above the law? Like they don't have to listen to law enforcement in those situations? They have some sort of superpowers. And also, too, the mayor's there to inspect with the fire inspector and the health inspector, and it's a federal facility. I mean, like, is this like if the feds come to inspect City Hall for what, like OSHA violations? You just gonna let them in, or the whole thing stinks. The whole thing stinks. I think this guy played it. I think his people played it. I think that they knew exactly that if they pushed and pushed and pushed, they would wind up getting arrested. And I think that this has become a political gift for them. I also think, too, that other Democrats who are now going and doing press conferences, like Josh Gottheimer, who wants to become the Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. He's a congressman in North Jersey. And up until now, he's been trying to play the moderate card. He's not breaking through. He's not going to win. So what does he do? He goes to the same facility and has a press conference. But he doesn't get arrested. He doesn't get arrested. Hey, you got to get arrested. Come on. You can't just give a press conference. You got to provoke. You got to agitate. You want this to happen or not, huh? You got to provoke. You got to agitate. You got to do these things. Otherwise, you're not going to be a political hero. You're not going to get on these shows. You're certainly not going to, you're not going to get a soda. You're certainly not going to get a soda. Okay? Now, Democrats are looking for these confrontations because it is free media, it's earned media, it's everything that you can possibly get. It's all of it. And yet, the border shut down, the problem that we've been talking about day in and day out, it's done. Even CNN's acknowledging that. So the only thing Democrats can go with now is this, the mistreatment of people that they have not been able to actually document any actual mistreatment of anybody. And they're not talking about Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the guy from El Salvador. They tried that whole Maryland man scam. That didn't work. So now it's, well, inside that facility, that evil facility, we don't know what's going on. All right? Then you get a tour. You get a soda. You notice what they didn't say in that clip? They didn't say that they saw and witnessed all these horrible human rights violations. They didn't say that people were being executed on the spot or people were being tortured or people were being malnourished or they just didn't comment. You notice that? The Democrats, when they actually were given the tour and their soda, they didn't comment on, because they didn't see anything worthy of comment. That's why. They didn't see anything that would lead them to comment because there was nothing happening that would result in them having to scream about human rights violations or anything else. I mean, hell, even CNN, Abby Phillips has to acknowledge here, and Trump has succeeded. The border is shut down. There are no border crossings. Virtually nothing is happening right now. Cut 24. Take a listen.
Trump has succeeded. He has shut the border down. There are no border crossings virtually happening right now in this country.
There are no border crossings happening in this country. So then what we're dealing with is we're dealing with members who've already, people who've already come into this country illegally, and now you're dealing with them, and you have to have a place to deal with them. That place is called a detention facility. And at the detention facility, members of Congress are given tours and soda and then see nothing to report. So expect more of this nonsense. I mean, really, expect more of this. Ever since AOC came out and said to Tom Holman, like, you know, come get me, bro. Come at me. And then nothing happened to her. Now they're like, well, we gotta make something happen. It's not fair to her that she gets all the attention, okay? We want some attention, too. Give us attention, please. It's not fair. People are terrible. And across the river, John Fetterman and other people are turning around and they're saying, all right, well, you know, we need this. We need to have a secure border. We can't have the population of Pittsburgh coming over the country, the border illegally every day. Can't have it. We got to stay with our ally Israel. And so then people turn around and say, John Fetterman has lost his mind and he can't do the job anymore. But 5 minutes ago, you were a horrible person if you said that about John Fetterman. If you said he was not up to the job, you were horrible, you were terrible, you were going after a guy who had a stroke, a man who battled depression, now it's completely normal and acceptable. In fact, if you don't do that now, you're part of the problem. As story after story in Pennsylvania and nationally is Democrats turning on John Fetterman. They want to get rid of him. He's now there. He's the Kyrsten Sinema. He's the Joe Manchin. He's the problem guy that has to go. So that's where we are with that. All right. Brand new sponsor of the show today. Very, very excited about this. This is big news. This is a really big deal. My buddy Brian Krieger owns Tri-County Auto, and he's a terrific guy. And I met him a few months ago. He's been a supporter. He and his wife are wonderful people. Been supporters of the Travis Manning Foundation for a long time. And we had dinner with them couple months ago. We had a great time. Once again, this year, they stepped up to support the Travis Manning Foundation. And so now, officially, welcome to the show, Tri-County Auto. It's fantastic. And their dog's name is Maverick, by the way. Maverick. What a great name. So I have to have a little top. I can't use Top Gun. I'll get sued. But you know what I mean. In your mind, you do the anthem. In your mind, you do the anthem. I can't have Tom Cruise come after me. But you know what I'm talking about. It's a great name for a dog, Maverick. Anyway, it's a great dealership. It's a great facility, really is. And talk about American-owned cars. America car. They got a lot of America cars there. And they also have a lot of Toyotas, which are now made more and more in the United States of America. Tri-County for life. Engine and powertrain guaranteed for a lifetime on these pre-owned vehicles starting under $20,000. Parts and service guaranteed for a lifetime. A lifetime. Rental cars on site, free shuttle service, PA state inspections. You can bring your vehicle to Tri-County. They'll inspect it, no charge. They have something called the Tri-County Advantage Program. 10% off all customer paid service and parts invoices will be saved and applied towards the purchase of your next vehicle. 5% towards 30,000-mile interval service, 5% towards tires, batteries, and brakes. In other words, you're going to get this towards the things you need to keep that vehicle in tip-top shape and running. Who else does that where they give you the money back like that to be used towards your future service? It's great. That's great. Great selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in stock. Beautiful cars, adventurous, versatile, capable Jeep Wrangler. You know, I drive a Jeep Wrangler, and I love it. It's a beautiful, I love the freedom. I love knowing I'm driving an American-made car. And over the weekend, we took the roof off because it's beautiful out, and it was gorgeous out, just great weather. Stylish, compact cars, practical, efficient, the Jeep Compass. Powerful, durable, bold, rugged Ram trucks. Yep, it's all there for you, right at Tri-County Auto. And you'll love the people there. They're going to take great care of you. And I'm so impressed and honored that they're part of the show. They help our veterans. They help the Travis Manning Foundation. And now they're stepping up to be our newest sponsor. So check them out today. Tri-County Auto is your place to go. And fuel-efficient vehicles, listen, got to save money everywhere you can, right? And if there's ever a time now to get behind American-made, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, oh, yeah. Tri-County Auto, welcome to the show. Tri-County Auto.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And I know I...
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I can't talk over it anymore. So I was just enjoying it for a second. But the sanctuary Democrats in New Jersey, the ICE surrectionists, as they're being called, the ICE surrectionists. By the way, I'm in New York today. I had a Fox News hit this morning, which got bumped because of the president. I think it's going to be tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe, possibly. Who knows? This is the business. This is the game. This is the business we have chosen. And then Thursday night, I'm supposed to be on the Ingram Angle with Laura Ingram. But that's in D.C. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, this is the business we've chosen for ourselves. But all I know is this. I know that these Democrats in New Jersey, these ICE surrectionists, what I want to know is, did they get ICE for the soda they were offered? That's what I want to know. Matt DeSantis, cue up for me the part where she talks about that horrible treatment she got at the hands of the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement people at the detention center in ICE, this member of Congress from New Jersey. If you would, please, could you play that for me?
Yeah, I'm queuing it up right now. Give me 1 second.
Okay. This is, I want to put a trigger warning here. This is very, very, this is tough stuff. This is hard to digest. This is very, very difficult for people to hear that a member of Congress, a woman from New Jersey, a member of Congress could be treated like this in this manner from these horrible, terrible, no good ICE agents. You got it?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Chaos. They took us on a tour, offered us a soda.
Was there ICE in the soda, though? Get it? Because it was an ICE facility. See, that's what they did that was so cruel. They gave them warm soda, no ICE. That's what they were upset about. Have you ever tried to drink a warm soda without ICE? It's not a pleasant experience. It's not a pleasant for anybody. So these members of Congress were given warm soda, no ICE, by these horrible, mean, and a tour too, and they got bathroom. They got to use the bathroom, and you know, there's all that. So you know, they could probably check their phones, and you know, maybe send out some texts and you know, things like that. But otherwise, no ICE in that soda at that ICE detention facility. That was the irony. They were like, "Oh, you want ICE? You're not getting any ICE because you're anti-ICE. You Democrats are anti-ICE. Therefore, you get no ICE." So go ahead, drink it down. Drink down that warm cola. Drink it down. Let me watch you drink it. And they made them. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if they made them. I don't think they forced anyone to drink the soda. I don't think. And I also don't know if it actually was warm. And I don't know if they weren't given ice. I don't know. I have no idea, quite frankly. I'm just more shocked that they were given a soda, which, as I mentioned earlier, is a plot to kill them because we all know soda is bad for you. So, you know, 30 years from now, when that member of Congress comes down with some sort of cancer from that soda, you'll see what I mean about that evil plot from ICE to kill her. And then I'll be right. I'll be vindicated like 30 years from now. You know what I mean? Because of the aspartame or whatever's in there. You know, I don't even know what's in there, but bad things are in there, obviously. They didn't offer a fruit juice. They didn't offer a power smoothie. Yeah, it wasn't like you want a kale smoothie, like, you know what I mean? Like, not like Nick Kale, but like a kale, like a vegetable. You want a B12 smoothie? Huh? No, he gave her a soda. Because he hates her and he wants her to die a slow death, not a quick death, you know, not like, but it's, and this is their secret plot to eliminate all of these members of Congress. Once again, Matt DeSantis, please go ahead.
All of that commotion, all of that chaos. They took us on a tour, offered us a soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do me a favor. Send that audio to Justin so that we can play it without that horrible delay and the static in the background and everything else so that Justin can do it. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I'm sending it to him right now.
Because I'm going to probably need that a few times throughout the show today.
Sounds
to
good.
Make the point about what these ICE agents were trying to do to murder her, to kill her in a very slow, slow way. Because soda could take a life. I mean, it could take a lifetime to kill. It's not a quick kill. You know what I mean? So, and on such a hot day to be given a soda. So now my kids, by the way, convinced us since it was Clara's communion to have soda, and we let them. And now I'm realizing it's a weapon of mass destruction, clearly intended to kill. So I feel bad now. I feel like a bad parent. I think that I failed as a parent because they wanted a special drink, so we got them Sprite Zero. Again, not something we normally do, but you know, I had no idea that the ICE agents were giving this to the members of Congress that they hated. Otherwise, I never would have let my kids go near it. You know what I mean? I'm also wondering why they offer it in restaurants and bars and supermarkets, knowing how dangerous it is and used as a weapon by ICE agents. So I'm kind of confused by that, too. So I'm going to look into that. I'll try to get some answers for you before the show's over today. Maybe we'll reach out to Secretary Kennedy's office and try to get some clarification for that. Because the idea that the federal government is in the handing out soda business is contrary to, obviously, the MAHA movement. So You know, there's, and also a tour, because you don't know what you're going to find in a tour. You know what I mean? Somebody could jump out at you from a corner. You know what I mean? Like a, somebody could surprise you. Maybe there's snacks along the way, vending machines. I don't know. And I don't know what's in those vending machines. All I know is it sounds like a freaking nightmare. My heart breaks for these members of Congress that they had to endure such treatment. It really does. And I'm very sorry for Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, who's now been elevated to the front of the line for the Democrat primary, and has gotten millions and millions of dollars in free earned media, and went from being somebody that had no chance of winning to now being the likely Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. My heart really breaks for that guy, too. So it's been a tough week for them. It's been a tough weekend. National exposure, soda, tours. I don't know what kind of a country we're living in here. All right. I have no idea. I don't even recognize this place anymore. All right. Very good. 855-839-1210. We got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead for you. We'll get the latest in all the media outrage that's out there, because there's a lot of it today, as you can imagine. Plus a bill in Pennsylvania, which is going to say, it's passed now formally, biological men cannot compete in women's sports. What will the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, do is the question. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.